Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 134.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
All right. Hey, everybody, and welcome. Today we've got a continuation of some more of the five-note voicings we were talking about from last week. For those of you who couldn't join us, we were talking about pentatonic voicings over the tune So What in the key of E-flat minor. And if you're interested, feel free to check out the last week's podcast to review those. For today, we're going to be going back down a half step to the A section of that tune in the key of D minor. And now that we have found a pentatonic approach, we're going to be taking a more modal approach. Now in the key of D minor, our Dorian mode is going to be all white notes. So as opposed to last week, we had all the black notes, pentatonic. We're going to change our focus. So when taking a more modal approach to these voicings, there's a lot more freedom involved because you can take a shape and translate it through the mode. Now, we've already familiarized ourselves with the So What shape. And today I'm going to show you a new shape. Now, this shape is also a five-note voicing, but it has more of a minor sixth sound. So in the key of D minor, that would be D, F, G, B. Now, the shape that we're looking at is also made of fourths, which will give you that more modern kind of modal sound. And you may have heard pianists such as McCoy Tyner, Chick Corea using this sound. It's a very open sound with the stacked fourths. So notice we have fourths starting from D going down, D to A, A to E, E to B, and at the bottom we've got more of an augmented fourth. So a true fourth would be B to F sharp, but we're changing it to fit inside the mode of D Dorian. So a good way to use this shape is to just translate it through the mode, and that'll look like this. Doing here is just moving the shape up one note at a time. And it's good in this key because it just happens to fit on all the white notes. So if I'm comping over So What, in time, it could sound like this. that's a really open sound, and it gets a little more variety from the so what voicings which we were using before. Now what you can do next is combine the two. So last time we were talking about reviewing D minor, pentatonic, pairing it with E minor, and again, for a review of those voicings, feel free to check out the previous podcast. So now that we have our minor six shape with stacked fourths, we can combine it with our so what voicings for a truly varied harmonic palette. So I've got our minor six, our E minor seven, and our D minor seven. And these are all fitting within the mode of D minor. So it can be fun to experiment with different combinations and make up your own, so check it out. After experimenting with those combinations, you can then start to make up your own shapes to translate through the mode. So you can start with fourths, like this, and this is fun and simple because it's just all the white notes. Here's another shape that I like to use. Drop two shape. You can also come up with more dissonant shape with like a minor second in the middle. So that's a fun way to sort of come up with your own voicings too, taking shapes and translating them through modes. Now I've got one more trick for you guys, and this is something that you'll see Herbie Hancock using quite a bit in coming up with his own voicings. And Herbie Hancock likes to think about shapes a lot, so this is a useful tidbit that I've gained from listening to him, and I'm excited to share it with you all. So what he'll do is he'll take a shape similar to this stacked fourths shape that we've been talking about. Take this one for instance. And what he'll do is he'll keep the top note the same and transpose the other notes chromatically up and down. So it'll look like this. The top note stays the same, but the bottom three will shift up. So notice how the B went up to C, E went up to F, and the A went up to B flat. And they can go up again, and back down. So this is a way he likes to apply tension when he's comping for somebody, or he'll even use it in his solos. So it gives them a lot of flexibility and creates a sound that you can't really apply a chord symbol to it because it's moving non-functionally, it's moving up chromatically while the top note stays the same. And you can extend that to five notes and have the bottom four notes move up or down. So it sounds really dissonant, but in the context of comping for somebody, it can be really effective. So here's an example. Notice how I was referring back to some of the shapes we've been talking about with the pentatonic voicings. So I'll start with a so-what voicing like that and change the bottom four notes. So you can start from either the so-what voicing or the modal voicing, the stacked fourths voicing. Very flexible. Another thing about what I just did was my melody note was moving with the chords. So I might start on this melody note and move down again. So it can be very flexible. So it's really up to your creativity as far as what voicings you end up coming up with. The voicings we've talked about, the pentatonic, the so-what voicings, and the stacked fourth shapes, really give you a lot of possibilities to work with. And the more you practice those, the more they'll be in your hands and they'll sort of just fit. So I hope that gives you guys some new ideas of some chords to explore. We talked about some modal chords today, moving through the key of D minor. And a great thing to do with those type of chords is move them through different keys to get familiar with the landscapes of each key. Going back up to E flat minor gets a little more challenging. And if it's too hard at first, try just four notes. Or even start with two or three. So getting a better handle on those will really unlock some freedom in finding some new voicings. So I hope that gave you guys some good content to check out, and I hope you have fun exploring some of those voicings. All right, see you next time.